The jazz piano great Art Tatum was born 100 years ago today. WNYC's Sarah Fischko has this remembrance.
The stunning Art Tatum was at one time the idol of every pianist, from Vladimir Horowitz to Oscar Peterson. I spoke to Oscar Peterson nearly 10 years ago, and of course, the name Tatum came up. I asked him how he felt when he first heard Art Tatum's incredible early 1930s recording of Tiger Rag. It was one of the things that made Tatum famous.
He was your idol, Art Tatum. I know what happened when you first heard Tiger Rag.
I mean, when I still hear Tiger Rag. It was shocking. I can't say it frightened me, it just stunned me. Forget the command of the instrument. That's the thing that has always bugged me about the evaluation of Art Tatum. Everyone used to say, man, boy, can he play the way he'd run up and down that piano. That means nothing. I don't mean it means nothing, but that isn't that hard to do. But it was the harmonic intent that he had going, the places that he would take these tunes harmonically, the intricate little filigree things that he had going between his hands as he played. I sat there different times right off of his elbow, watching him do this, and you had to realize this is a man that could not see the keys, could not see what his hands were doing. These incredible counterpoint things, you know, that classical pianists spend probably years getting a hold of. And he'd just run these things off, you know, he'd stop and wipe his brow with one hand and be playing and continue the piece with the other. I learned that trick from him.
It must have been amazing to meet him.
It was incredible. He's just, the funny thing, Art Tatum and I struck up a friendship. A very warm friendship, one of those friendships with very few words in them. And I was playing in a club in L.A., and we were playing, I forget the tune we were playing, but I remember now that I had a pretty good handle on the tune that night. And I heard this voice from the audience, different things I'd planned, I heard this voice saying, "Oh, wow, stop it, Oscar." And I didn't recognize the voice. "I heard you, behave yourself," or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. It turned out to be Art, who had come into the club quietly. He was sitting up against the wall. And this night he told me, he said, "You know, you've got it. Whatever it is, you've got it." He said, "But it's my time right now. When I'm finished, you got it next."
So that was like a kind of a threshold you crossed in that moment?
Not necessarily, but because I didn't think that he was ready to give up anything.
One great pianist anointed as the successor of the other. That was Oscar Peterson, interviewed in 2000, remembering his idol and later his friend, Art Tatum. Tatum lived just 47 years. He died of kidney failure in 1956. Nat Cole said of Tatum in the 40s, "He's the end." True enough. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkin.